This episode of A Week Late was brought to you by Rookies Sports Bar and Grill.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Oh, that AC's coming in hot.
This is terrible. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to, I don't even know what episode this is, whatever episode number this is of the world-renowned A Week Late podcast. I'm a little rusty, obviously. It's been over a month, I think, since I did the Transformers podcast. Go listen to that, because the movie was a huge piece of shit. My name is Darren Torres, a.k.a. Analysis49. This is the... I just said that. World-renowned weekly podcast. This is the worst thing ever. I'm rushing because we really only have like 20 minutes before the movie starts, and I didn't want to break the format. But for the new listeners, this is a podcast in which I review movies fashionably late. This week we are watching Lucy. Once again, I am with my friend Nick. Thank you for coming back and doing this with me. Lucy is a movie starring one of my favorites, so favorite that I can't remember her name right, Scarlett Johansson. And Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
I don't know if there are any other big names in this.
I couldn't tell you.
But I think those are the only two that really matter. Basically, the plot of the movie is, I go into these movies like basically blind. For the new listeners... I got basically tired of having my movies ruined by the elitist reviewers in Hollywood or podcasts that get, like, you know, what do they call it, advanced screenings?
Yeah.
And then they do a review of the movie basically, like, the first day it comes out and then ruin everything.
Yep.
My contention is, fuck that. I want to give you guys time, especially if you're broke... or lazy, or both, like me, then you probably don't have time to go, or the money to go and watch something when it first comes out. Who has time for that? I mean, apparently I do. But that's what the podcast revolves around. I wanted to give you guys time to watch it. And if you don't give a shit about spoilers, there is a spoiler countdown in the second portion, in which it will be abundantly clear that you may, in fact, quit listening if you don't want to hear spoilers. So, for the returning listeners, thank you for listening and coming back and listening. I promise that I wouldn't do another episode by myself, which is why there are these larger gaps in between episodes, because I want there to be banter. I don't want, like, nobody... I don't want to hear myself talking for 60 minutes. I'm not going to put that on you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to myself either.
Nick can barely stand me for 60 minutes.
No, not you.
So that's what this is. We're actually on our way driving to the movie theater to go watch Lucy. It runs about an hour and a half, and I believe it is rated R.
I believe it is. I hope it is.
I hope it is, too. Can we get a little bit more than some side boob, maybe? I don't think I've ever seen Scarlett Johansson's full boobs.
And probably still won't. I don't know.
She's that kind of an actress.
I think she's that kind of... She's a classy actress.
She's gotta be classy. I was talking shit about Michael Bay movies earlier, but she's probably in one of the best Michael Bay movies I've ever seen, The Island.
I don't know if I've seen that. I don't think I
really?
Have.
Really?
I'm not.
Wow. The Island with Ewan McGregor?
No, definitely
with
not
the clones
seen
and
that.
Shit. Wow, you really need to watch that movie. It's one of the only Michael Bay movies I stand beside.
Okay,
all the other ones, really with
all
this
right.
guy.
We're gonna get into a car accident.
Michael Bay movies, rule of thumb is that they're pretty much all shitty.
Yeah,
but this one was The Island was actually really good. It's one of the
okay.
ones.
Did he blow Scarlett Johansson up in the movie?
Did he? No, she did not explode.
Oh.
She did not...
I'm surprised that it wasn't a Michael Bay.
Right. There were a lot of things exploding around her, but she did not
Oh,
herself.
Okay. I was just making sure there were plenty of explosions.
Yeah, there were plenty of explosions. Like,
I think that's going to be his next level, is blow up the lead actor.
They blew up most of L.A., future L.A.,
in that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was something. Basically, this movie revolves around some sort of secret drug that she's smuggling, and during the smuggling process, absorbs some of the said drugs.
Yeah.
The drug is, from the trailers that I've seen, and I've seen very few, it looks like the blue meth from Breaking Bad.
Really?
That's what it looks like to me.
All right. I don't think I've seen the trailers, so...
I've never seen Breaking Bad in its entirety. I have yet to watch even the first episode.
Really?
But I know what the blue meth is because...
Heisenberg.
I watch TV. So, this drug apparently gets absorbed in her system, and the drug itself is kind of like Limitless. I don't know if you remember Limitless.
It was a good movie. I liked that movie.
Where it basically allows you to use more than just the 10 to 12% of your brain that humans use. I actually think that's a statistic that was updated since because
it's pseudoscience.
When I was in when I was in high school in the 90s, if that tells you how old I am, it was said that we only used 8 to 10%.
Yeah.
And now in 2014, I'm being told it's 10 to 12. So, just within the past 15 years, we've seen, I guess, a jump in human evolution.
I don't know if we can use
more of our brains, or
I don't know if it was a jump. I think it was a bad statistical information based off of.
So you're discrediting the experts that put that first statistic together.
Yeah, because it was an 1800s like pseudoscience kind of a
is that
statistic.
What it was?
Yeah, I saw an article fairly recently about that.
All right,
I'm guessing based on the Lucy movie coming out. So
fair enough. I guess that being said, what I guess for the new listeners, the rating scale for the movies that we review are from 0 to 11. 0 being the worst movie you've ever seen, and the movie itself doesn't deserve to take up the digital space that it occupies. 11 being the most absolute best fucking movie you've ever seen. Also, for the new listeners, this is a explicit tag on iTunes, so it's the internet. We can say whatever the fuck we want. If you're offended easily, you're welcome. Good, we meant to.
Can I throw a fuck in, just for good measure?
Throw whatever. Fuck, you can say shit, you can say abortion. Well, I hope,
I mean...
If abortion offends people...
Then...
During the Planet of the Apes episode, my co-host at the time referred to cancer patients as kiwis.
Kiwis?
So that was...
I'm surprised I
haven't received any letters from that episode. If not that one, then I will now.
I thought that only referred to, like, people from New Zealand.
Oh... You just made it racist. We made jokes about cancer, and you made it racist. I think that's the first time.
Did I make it racist?
That's the first time everybody's been racist against New Zealanders, though.
Well, I'm not racist against New Zealanders. I mean, they all look the same. Oh, wait. No, now it's racist.
Now it's racist.
No,
now it's racist. That's definitely racist. I don't know if I even know any New Zealanders.
I don't think I do.
All right.
You don't know any Kiwis?
Dolph Lundgren, maybe?
No, he was...
I don't know.
He's either German or Belgian or Austrian or something.
So anyway.
not New Zealander.
All right, back on track, I suppose.
Sorry.
So anyway, what are your expectations going into this movie? Because in the second part, for the new listeners, we will let you know per our ratings if the expectations were met or exceeded or if you got let down. So... Low, middle, or high expectations for this movie?
I'm going to go middle, though I do expect Morgan Freeman to tell me the sky is a different color than it is, and then when I come out of the theater, it will be
that color.
It'll
actually happen.
Yeah, because, you know, whatever Morgan Freeman says is law.
Also, he is the host of Through the Wormhole.
Yes, he is.
So, in some way, shape, or form, he is the voice of God.
He is.
And I think in the Hollywood world, he can basically control whatever he wants. He's no Sam Jackson.
No, but you need two different people. It's like Michael and God.
Per your New Zealand racism, I actually... What? I actually got confused with Sam Jackson and Morgan Freeman.
Yes, you did.
Because to me, all black people look the same. So I think...
We went racist there again.
There you go.
Okay.
Earning our explicit tag right there. I think I want to go... I have high expectations for this movie. I want it to blow my mind. I want something in this movie to be, like, thought-provoking.
Okay.
Okay?
I can watch this entire movie with the fucking volume down because ScarJo's in it.
Yeah.
I want to be rewarded for listening with the volume up.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's that. That being said, I think we did a pretty good job. Anything for the new listeners, since we're tight on time for the intro, the way we record these is that the first part of the podcast is recorded before we watch the movie. The second part is afterwards, in which we'll get the spoilers and the spoiler countdown and all that good stuff. We literally have about 10 minutes before we get into the theater and get some seats, buy the tickets we still have to do. We might have about 4 or 5 minutes extra depending on what kind of previews they're looking at, but there you have it. We will talk about video games and music and TV shows if we feel like it in the second portion, but for now, I think that's a pretty good wrap-up for the intro.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you guys for listening. Whatever episode this is, it will be a week late podcast for the Lucy review. Stay tuned. You're going to hear some intermission music from my boy Aaron Bond in Orlando. What up, big homie? I haven't said hi to him in a while. Because I haven't done a podcast for a minute. I should probably give him a phone call. And we'll be back for part two for the Lucy review of Week Late Podcast. Dead air is always good for an audio podcast. Right. That's it.
It's a good point to cut.
Get it, Chad.
It's a good point to cut.
Whatever number podcast episode this is for Lucy part two. The reason I say that, let me be straight for the new listeners and the returning listeners together. Oh, I'm sorry. Back with my returning friend, Nick.
Thank you.
All right. Just to solidify that we are in fact in the same episode. I want to make one thing clear. Normally, I guess also to you, Nick, during the beginning of, I guess, the first year, the first season of this podcast, I wasn't acknowledging the time of day in which we were recording. I wasn't acknowledging the episode number, which is why on SoundCloud there's more episodes available than there are numbers on the website. They're like bonus episodes and stuff like that that didn't have numbers to them. So, like, when we did Captain America,
We did X-Men.
When I did Captain America, it was episode 74, but it was the 100th uploaded available sound on SoundCloud. So, at that point, I had 26 bonus episodes that weren't numbered. Kind of the same thing that's going on here. I have a couple of episodes that are like in the middle of being recorded that I've already given an episode number to. And so that's why I'm not saying it out loud, because when it gets posted, it's whatever number it is. In other words, the episodes aren't being recorded in sequence at this point.
Gotcha.
So I'm not sure which episode number we're recording. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
I guess I could have said that at the beginning instead of wasting a minute and a half of everyone's time trying to fumble around and fuck up my words.
Well, when you're using 40% of your brain, you have to figure out a simple way to speak to the masses.
My brain is in overdrive after watching this movie. Thank you guys for coming back and listening. For the new listeners, there will be a spoiler countdown after we tell you what our personal review, I guess, ratings are.
Yeah.
Whether or not our expectations were met or exceeded, that sort of thing. Before I begin, though, I'd like to say, even though you weren't around for the Transformers episode, you got to experience what I'm talking about with the new theater, right?
Oh, it was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The seats are crazy sick.
I'm pretty sure the seat tried to eat me.
The seats are so comfortable, I was afraid that I was going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Not because the movie was going to be boring or anything, but it was...
No.
I felt like I was at home watching a movie. I mean, I don't have a 50-foot screen at home, but... That's
you should come over to my place.
That's nice. That's what big screen theater TVs are meant to do, is emulate
Absolutely.
The theater experience at your house. So let's say you're sitting 25 feet away from your 50-inch screen. It looks like a 60-inch screen. Like, it's the same sort of perspective, I suppose you could say.
Absolutely.
So that was completely awesome. One of our other friends, who's not on the podcast, chose to come with us and... went and bought, like, this super oversized tub of popcorn. So we had the entire movie experience. We had the booze.
We did have the booze.
We had the 60-foot screen, and we had popcorn, like, to our heart's content.
And it was a truly massive popcorn. Like, she could have fed the theater.
Yeah, it was ridiculously... like, what are you thinking? You know, there's only three of us, right? She could have fed 30 people with that popcorn. Anyway, let's get down to it. I think I was correct in saying that there really aren't any other actors to pay attention to in this movie, except for Morgan Freeman and
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett, yeah. That's it.
That's it.
I'd like to say, directed by Luc Besson, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I'll go with whatever you said, because
Luc Besson, I believe, is how white people pronounce it. So you should be pretty good at that.
I'm going to go with Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
Okay, so we're good.
All right, Luc Besson. He's a French actor, so I'm trying to do him justice, even though I don't particularly care for the French.
The French. If we put it in French, it would be Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
I forgot the
You have to, after anything French, you have to do that.
I know, I didn't French it up.
Also, if this were a video podcast, we're both holding, like, those 1940s cigarette holders, the super slim ones. Yeah, and then laughing after everything we say. Also with baguettes.
Baguettes.
And coffee.
Gotta have baguettes.
And coffee.
So, like, bread.
And armpit hair.
Oh, yeah. And lots of armpit hair.
And that's just the women.
That's just the women.
Hey-o. All right, anyway. I don't know how this became... to Tonight Show.
Bash the French.
Yeah,
Bash the French Tonight Show edition.
So, I guess to get on with it, let's, okay, you said that you're medium, you had medium, all right. That's,
wow.
God damn it.
I wonder if it picked that up.
I'm pretty sure it did. Jesus.
That's a reason to celebrate.
All right, so we did this thing in the MRS. I believe the old school listeners will know that MRS stands for Mobile Recording Studio. We're sitting here in the beautiful Florida weather. I think it's about to rain.
Yes, there's lightning everywhere.
There's lightning everywhere. And we're sitting here, beautiful summer, and we came to a section of the parking lot that we thought was going to be quiet enough, and this guy just did a Dukes of Hazzard horn with his big-ass redneck truck. Nice truck, though.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that the recorder here picked that up. So let's just move on. I'm not going to edit any of this. I'm not going to have time. Super crunched on time, so I'm trying to, like, speed this up, but still make it good, because we haven't done one in a while.
Let it fly, man. Let it fly.
I have to do this before a certain time, but I get what you're saying. You had medium expectations going into this. What do you think now?
Do you want me to give it on the scale? Do you want me to... Do you want me to number it, or you want me to just continue with the low, medium, high?
I would say, without spoiling anything, did this meet your expectations, or did it exceed? Did it not?
It met my expectations.
All right.
With a touch of exceed.
Okay, fair enough.
Not enough to fully exceed, but met with a touch.
All right. Salt and peppered it in.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yep.
And I think I just... I have the ability to look at movies sometimes as just take them what they are. Just it's exactly what it is. That's what you should expect. It's not going to be, like, mind-blowingly... destroy your brain, but it'll be, and when I say that, I'm not talking about the movie as it was, like, conceptually. Actually, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Conceptually, it's not like, oh my god, the best directing, acting on the planet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's just what it is.
Okay.
Take it as it is and enjoy it.
So, you're actually talking about the actuality of it, like how it was presented versus...
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about, like, as a whole.
As a whole?
Special effects, entertainment-wise, did it... I don't know, man. Maybe that's actually a good point. I don't think we rate movies the same, or...
Well, maybe not.
Okay. Let me put it to you this way. I wanted this movie to blow my mind.
Okay.
I said that going into it, and
I
was waiting, and not to spoil anything, I was waiting, and certain parts of this movie, one part that you got up for the bathroom for, I was going to tell you to wait, because I felt I was using more than my 10%, and I was like, something cool's about to happen, he shouldn't go pee now.
And I was using like 3%, I think, at that point. I'm like...
Okay, so as a whole, the way I would see it is that it met my expectations with a little bit of exceed as well, but
okay. My
expectations were higher than yours.
They were.
My expectations were high, yours were medium, so the fact that it met my expectations already exceed yours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the concept of this movie... I dig a lot. It was great. The special effects were great. I thought the way the movie was presented, without spoiling it, edited very unorthodox. It was like we weren't just watching Scarlett Johansson. When she thought about something, we saw the image
of what she was thinking.
Yeah. I thought that kind of editing was very unique, although it's been done before. I really have to applaud the director and the editor for doing so. They take you out of the movie to show you the progression of her, and they put it on the screen in numbers as a percentage.
Yeah.
It's almost like while we're watching the movie, we're being told how much further we have to go without actually seeing it happen.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's and hopefully that's not spoiling anything.
I don't think it does.
So, I guess we can get to ratings, because at this point, we would have to, because after that is spoilers, and in order to get to the essence of what I'm saying, it's just... We have to give out the review so that we can do the spoiler countdown in post, and then we can go and ruin the shit out of this movie, because it needs to be... That's warranted. It has this... Like I said, this very unique perspective that I wish... Can I say before we do that, this movie has a little bit of The Matrix in it. That sort of epiphany moment in The Matrix that I felt I had progressed as a human being just by watching the movie. Like, it answered a question of life for me.
Yes.
This movie did that for me. And I know that sounds way too deep, or it might not be, depending on how, like, the state of mind that you're listening to this podcast in. I don't want to sound too cheesy, but at the same time, I asked for it. I wanted this movie to blow me away. I wanted it to give me a new concept and answer a question that I've been asking me in my personal life for the past few months now, maybe. I was going to get to it in the TV section, but I've been watching a shit ton of Ancient Aliens lately.
Oh, okay.
On the History Channel.
With Georgios, or whatever his name is?
Yes, Giorgio Tsoukalakis, I believe, is
sure.
How you pronounce it. One of my favorite crazy
Greek
haired Greeks.
I did it.
I see what you did there. Yeah. For those who don't know, he actually is Greek.
He's Greek.
He's Greek as shit.
Actually, he's Greek from down here, too, isn't he?
I believe so.
I think he's from, like,
I think he, like I think he's
Tarpon.
From, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's from Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite scientists? / author / characters in that. I don't want to call him a character, but he's like a living...
He's an entity.
Do you remember, like, Beekman's World? He looks like a Greek version of Beekman.
You should
Google it. Google it. It's old.
I'll look. I'll definitely look. He's showing your age. I'm the same age as you.
I'm talking to listeners.
Yeah.
We're up to 100 a week, by the way.
Nice.
Thank you guys for continuing to listen. I know it's been a while. We still have a great team. Me, myself, and I. No, I'm just kidding. My boy, Aaron Bond, who did the intermission music that you just listened to. He's been helping out a lot on SoundCloud and promoting. And thanks to you guys and the listeners, there's a lot of good feedback. There's about, I want to say, 75 to 100 listeners per week now, just on SoundCloud. The numbers are showing on the regular website, but not as much. But that's not your fault. That just goes into how Squarespace is reporting the numbers. So, and this isn't sponsored by Squarespace. The only people that this is sponsored by at the moment is Rookies
Sports Bar.
Rookies Sports Bar and Grill in Spring Hill.
Which we're parked...
which we're in their parking lot doing the podcast.
Seven businesses down from.
Which is why they sponsor us. And also the new Rookie Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 19, also in Spring Hill, attached to the Brooksville Brewing Company. They have their new beers, their new taps are also at both locations. We had some of those before.
We did.
Enjoying
they
our
were delicious.
Flick. And I want to say on Sundays, you can go see my girl Soleil for Craft Beer Sundays, Brooksville Brewing Company beers. Ask her for a draft beer card. If you buy eight, you get one free, I believe.
I think that's how it goes. I think it comes out at eight, yeah.
Pretty sure I didn't have to say that out loud during the show because I have a pre-record for it. So I just wasted everyone's time. But you know how to use your fast-forward button.
Yeah.
Or I don't have to insert it to begin with because I did one in show. I don't want to be too cheesy because... I felt that my brain got opened up a little bit more. All right, I'm going to let that happen. Thanks for the motorcycle. This is not going to get edited. Everything is going to stay in because I do not have time to edit shit tonight. So all these noises that's picking up, you're welcome, Internet.
The opening of a beer can, you know.
The opening of a beer can, trying to be discreet.
I tried.
The Dukes of Hazzard horn done by a big black truck and a rice burner on a motorcycle going by at a bajillion miles an hour. Making a shit ton of background noise. That being said, that's all I'm saying as far as, like, the Matrix feeling that I'm talking about. Some of the graphics seem similar to me.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
But the concept of it, just like,
I have to wait for spoiler. I caught myself.
Yeah, you have to wait. That's all I meant by the fact that, like, when I watched The Matrix for the first time, I felt like that movie opened up an avenue... of like, okay, we can do this in movies now. We can talk about things that people don't normally talk about. Ergo, what happens if someone reaches 100% of their capacity? We've never, as a human species, even tackled that.
Yeah.
You know? At this point, I guess, your rating and why. Now you can sort of like, did you like the graphics? What was it about it that took away from a perfect score for you?
Well, it didn't take away from a perfect score. I think it, like I said, I think it hit my expectation, and maybe, you know, here and there, it smattered above, and graphics, and the CGI, and all the beautiful things they did to
it were
absolutely amazing.
Gorgeous.
And I did love...
So you said beautiful things, I'm like, it all just came flashing back, like, ugh.
And I gotta be careful.
One of the scenes, yeah, I know.
I gotta be careful not to drop spoilers.
I'm thinking about the same thing you're thinking about right now. One of the most beautiful graphic sequences, actually a couple of them in this movie. I could not believe the one shot. There was this one singular shot that melded between live action and CG and then back to live action that I was just like, wow, it just took us there. But I think we're about to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll hold it
for
that.
It's not really a spoiler, but that's how beautiful it was.
Well, it becomes a spoiler. It does, I think.
Yeah.
I think it definitely becomes a spoiler. So, true. I'll give it... I'm going to give it a... out of 11D, I'm going to go with... let's go with an 8.
Alright.
A solid 8. Let's go with a solid 8. I'll go with a solid 8.
I think the only reason why our scores are going to differ is because we both missed, actually all three of us.
Yes, yeah.
Missed a specific point in the movie. You missed...
I did miss the soliloquy.
The middle.
Yeah,
oh, you took my word.
Sorry, bro.
Fuck. I was...
Oh, were you? I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's okay. It's okay.
See, I was accessing that much of my brain.
That's okay. There was a part of the beginning where we were doing previews, which we'll talk about after we do spoilers. We want to do previews, TV, music, and then video games, maybe. If we have enough time, this is going to be super late.
So what number? What are you throwing at it? Throw numbers at it.
I'm doing a 9.
You're going 9. All right.
Here's why. The monologue alone at the beginning that you missed.
Sorry that I stole that.
Bumps it up.
Okay. All right.
It basically encompassed everything I've been thinking, me internally. I've been doing a lot of soul searching, maybe if you want to call it spirituality.
Sure.
This movie, maybe it's just because of the period of the life that I'm going through right now. I don't know.
Is it a boy or a girl?
No, thank God it's not that.
All right, good.
thank God it's not that.
Sorry, I knew that.
No, yep. Thank God. Maybe I'll give it a 10 now that I'm not pregnant.
Yeah,
kids.
You're not pregnant. Slashing up.
Well, like,
with
you're
pills.
Right. So you're right. In a sense, it could be worse. Unless I want a child out of life, mm-hmm. That's good news. Right now I don't, so
yeah.
That would be bad news. You really kind of knocked me off my track.
Sorry.
It's a term that hasn't been used since Shakespeare days. Like Shakespeare days, what they now call in late night a monologue.
Yes.
Used to be a soliloquy.
It was a soliloquy.
When a character of the play, in this case movie that we're watching, addresses the crowd and everything else around them just becomes dark and the scene just zooms in on the main character speaking, directly addressing the crowd, the audience, the spectators, that is, in its classic sense, a soliloquy.
Yes.
I think if you were around for that, you would have given this movie a 9. Just for that.
Okay. All right.
You walked in literally after it ended.
I walked out as it stopped, just before
it
started, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I walked out, I mean, I hope this doesn't spoil anything, but what you're speaking of as a soliloquy, it was set up for that.
I know what you're getting at. It doesn't spoil anything.
They were just zoomed in on her,
right.
And there was nothing around her except, well, they didn't go black, they went white. White was the background, if I remember correctly.
In that particular speech, it was black.
Oh, did it drop to black?
Yeah.
See, and I missed it.
You missed it. In the later scenes, what was brilliant is that she wasn't the only one experiencing the white. Everyone else in the room also was like, where the fuck did everything go?
Oh,
they were
okay.
Also, did you notice that? They were standing in the nothingness with her, but it was all white.
Oh, no. In that yeah. Section, yes, I do understand that section. Obviously, we can't.
Right.
Well, spouse on that.
I guess now we can. Since we gave our review and our rating.
We're going to pause for a spoiler?
We can do a spoiler. Did you want to do the countdown or should I just throw it in?
However you got to do it, man.
It's easier for me if we both shut the fuck up for like 6 seconds.
You call
so
it.
So later on when I do post, I just see nothing and throw the spoiler countdown
in. You stop
in.
It. You start it.
All right. Ready? Perfect. All right. So, for the new listeners, what you just heard, hopefully, if I do my job correctly, is the infamous, probably the cheapest...
gag sound?
Something?
Gag,
sure. I guess.
Yeah, gag, I don't know.
The cheapest sound effect you'll hear in podcasting history. I stole that off of one of those old-timey... boop, 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 like...
Really?
5-4-3-2-1 at the beginning of an old school, like, black and white.
Like in a slasher flick?
Like in a slasher flick.
2.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
we'll...
Sorry. Had to.
It's all right.
So for the new listeners, if you didn't go and watch the movie, would you recommend?
Yes.
I loved the sound editing also.
Yeah.
They did a great job. Like, at the beginning of the movie, they tell you to turn your phone off, and there's a part in the movie where she's manipulating phones, and I'm like, really? Somebody shut your fucking phone off? I was like, oh right. It's the audio from the movie. They threw sounds around at perfect times in the movie.
They did do a lot of sound throwing.
But only when it mattered.
Yes.
For the most part, and for the audio files, you'll know, for the most part, most of the audio came from the front of the room. Only during certain times throughout the movie did sound get thrown around, but it was done perfectly, again, to put us in Scarlett Johansson's
head, to
feel what she's experiencing.
Like when she was talking to Morgan Freeman. That initial conversation with Morgan Freeman. It was, first you're on the phone with her.
Yep.
And it's great because they have him sitting there and he's just talking on the phone. Now he never drops
he
from
never
that.
Drops the phone.
He never drops
Do
from
you
that.
You notice it's, that?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you noticed that.
It's like he can only hear her through the phone, which
he probably can't.
It's probably the only way he could hear her.
Here's the thing. Here's what I get from that scene. Just to be clear for the new listeners, go and watch this movie if we both recommend it. But from here on out, nothing but spoilers. So pause it now. Go watch the movie if you want to. If you're one of those listeners that doesn't give a shit about spoilers, it's your own fault from here on out. Nothing but. I took from that scene the fact that he is a professor. He is, at the beginning of the movie, we see him going through this lecture where he's taking questions from his students or whatever, and he's explaining how, since the beginning of time, we've only used a certain portion of our brains.
Right.
And through certain experimentation, we slowly evolved, and he's talking theoretically, hypothetically even, about what would happen if we reached 40, 50, 60%. We get to this point where Lucy is basically a party girl.
Yes. That is what she is.
Who's working abroad in China, I believe.
She was in Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Different than China.
Because that is, you know, they all look the same.
Continuing our racist theme. Which we'll continue later too.
Jesus. I hope we don't have any listeners in Taiwan.
I know. Christ.
Because they just stopped listening.
Or Allah. Or Korea. Whatever, yes.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if this podcast was solely responsible for, like, World War III with North Korea? We pissed off.
Then we have to threaten Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
We have to threaten him.
Him and his father. Fuck his father, too.
Well, fuck Kim Jong-il.
Fuck all those.
That bitch was a pussy.
Well, now we just...
Now we just...
I really hope that Kim Jong-un, like, is so Western, like his father was, that he likes certain things.
No,
that,
he doesn't.
My podcast is the only one that he listens to. Those sons of bitches!
Bring them over.
Only reason why I was sparing America. And
pick
now...
Pick them and Dennis Rodman up.
Exactly.
We're gonna party
hey,
this
we're
weekend.
We're gonna nuke that shit.
We're gonna party this weekend.
Right before we nuke the United States.
Yeah. Because yeah, they can.
Because they can put... Wow.
Sorry, I left in North Korea
now
again.
Now they're gonna do it. Where was I?
I'm sorry, I lost
it. It's okay.
I lost me.
The fact that when he was holding on to the phone, it was like one of these old school like rotary phones inside of his apartment. Okay, that kind of reminded me like the Matrix style kind of retro. Ish kind of feeling that we're in the future but still in the past kind of.
And it wasn't 100% retro because the TV in the scene was a full-on flat screen. Mm-hmm. Everything else in the room was very modern.
Here's my translation of that, and let me know if I'm wrong. The way I read that is even someone like him who's teaching these courses about human evolution and sees this Lucy girl... who we kind of have to explain how she became to this point, but we will.
We'll get there.
At this point, well, let's do it now.
She's freaking out.
She goes from working abroad in Taiwan to getting caught up with this dude that basically makes her a drug mule for this new synthetic chemical.
Yes.
It's a chemical that women produce naturally during minimal spouts to the fetus during pregnancy.
During pregnancy, yeah.
This Taiwanese guy... Taiwanese?
Taiwanese? That's correct.
I wanted to be racist, but that's actually right. Taiwaniac?
That's not even racist. No, that's just not even.
That's just bigot. That's just bigotry. That's straight up hatred. I don't know any Taiwanese people, but I'm sure they're nice. Any hoots. This guy makes this, I really thought I was going to remember the name of this. It's like PHC 23 or 9 or something like that.
CHP 4.
Is that what it is? I'm pretty sure that's wrong, too.
That's wrong, but it's,
closer than mine.
It's CH something in a, it's either a 4 or 6.
I thought it was a 9 or a 23.
I don't think it was that many, but, you know, whatever.
All right. Everybody listening is like...
You guys are idiots.
Yeah, you guys are idiots.
We didn't take enough of it.
Right.
We tried.
So, at a certain point, she's also the only female drug smuggler, if you notice.
Yes, yes. I did notice that.
So, I'm thinking, since... Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it?
Yeah.
Sorry. I apologize to the listeners. This is about to be tastiness.
All right. That way I don't have to go and edit it later. So, during this abduction, during this delivery, she has to take a case to this Taiwanese guy. And the guy that she's been sleeping with for the past week, partying with for the past week.
Partying, yes.
Handcuffs her to this case. And tells her that the guy inside is going to take it off, or he's the only one that has the key.
Yes.
Long story short, she is taken in by this Taiwanese guy and made a part of his drug ring in order to get his new drug out to Europe, which is where all good designer drugs go to start their path across the world. I should know. Anyway, wow.
Stupid Americans won't take it unless the Europeans are taking it, right?
I guess so. Way to save me, bro.
Sorry.
No, that's great. No, you actually did save me. So, I'm thinking one of the reasons why I lowered that down from a perfect score to a 9 was because I didn't understand why she survived absorbing all these drugs. During their abduction, they figure out a way to put this new drug inside pouches, but insert it. They're so potent that when they have you smuggle it, they don't just tape it to your body. They insert it inside you surgically.
Yeah.
The package breaks because she gets almost raped.
Almost raped, yeah. She gets assaulted before she...
She gets assaulted, punched in the ribs, and the...
Kicked in the...
Kicked in her wound that opens up the package of drugs, and it gets absorbed into her... bloodstream, and
notice I didn't say womb, because let's logically think this out.
Right.
Where would you put it? You have a woman smuggler. You put it in the womb, not in her stomach or intestines.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they put it in
He said lower belly, but, and I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure that men and women are made up differently inside.
Yes, we are.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, we have differences.
That being said, is that the only reason why she survived? Actually, nobody else was exposed, so we don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
We don't know if it was genetics. We don't know if
interesting.
It was...
Interesting. All
right,
so...
We just know that it was a terrible plan when it was coming down to using a woman.
Right. Bad plan. But I'm wondering if...
Though I don't know if it would have helped her.
I wonder if they used a female... for this movie and in the movie's reality for a reason. She was the only female.
She was the only female.
I wonder why. Was it coincidence or did they do that on purpose? It was never really stated. But, I digress, I have to. Going back to the scene where, at this point,
I'm rewinding as someone would on 40%. She contacts Morgan Freeman's character, who, did you realize what his name was?
No, I didn't.
Samuel L. Norman.
What?
Samuel L. Norman.
Samuel L.
Morgan Freeman was playing the black guy that I mistook him for in the first portion.
Yes, okay. All right.
Except for the Norman part. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
But I was like, no way! Yeah.
Yeah.
His initials were Samuel L.
Okay. All right.
Unless I'm also mistaken about that. But at least it was Samuel.
No, I think... Okay. Oh.
I'd have to go back and see it.
Yeah, we'll have to go back and figure it out.
Anyway, I thought that was funny. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. Anyway. And I'm wondering if they did that on purpose. But...
I hope so.
The rotary phone, when she sort of intercepts his electronics and shows herself on his sort of tablet and his flat panel...
Yeah.
He never dropped his old school phone, meaning that someone of his stature that teaches this sort of thing would have figured out at this point that she can hear and see him regardless of what device he's on. Why did he never hang up the phone? Even someone as advanced as he is couldn't separate the fact that he had to hang up. If he hung up, in his mind, yeah, he was going to lose contact with her.
Yes.
Because that's how phone calls work.
Because that is how phone calls work.
But no longer were we there. So in my mind, that's where that scene was going, is that even someone with an advanced knowledge like him, with an old school phone, hearing her voice through the tablet, hearing her voice through the TV, still couldn't hang up on her.
But the primary source was still the phone piece.
Is that what you believe?
I believe the primary source was still the phone piece, and I think that anchors us to that situation, regardless of where the sound could also be coming from. Yeah,
he had this. Primordial, he out of habit as a human being talking on the phone, he couldn't hang up the phone even though he saw her through
the
TV.
It's the proper source of the audio in his mind.
Right, in his mind.
I mean, if I was in that situation, I think that's what
as
I
soon
would
as
do.
She came up on the TV, I would have hung up the phone.
No, would you have?
Hell yeah.
Oh no, I think
she can obviously control my shit.
I think I still would have been doing this.
I think he was just
You guys can't see me, but I'm going to look dumbfounded at a TV. That's envision me staring at a TV like an idiot.
While holding the old school.
Drool could be dripping down my chin.
Right.
Just, yeah.
But you're also holding a fake phone to your ear.
I am definitely holding a fake phone to
my ear. That's my point exactly. We're on the same exact page. I think that even going through what he's going through, this woman is communicating to me through my TV, I would have probably just accepted it and hung up the phone.
You think you would have challenged it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think you would have challenged it?
I don't even think it would have been a challenge. At that point, she's in control. No, not at all.
I think it is at that point.
At that point, after everything that was said in that conversation, I just read all your works. I can quote them back to you by heart if you'd like. I would have hung up the phone.
And then she hijacks it. Okay. I don't know if I would have hung up, though.
I embrace technology. I embrace technology so much that I've been like, this bitch is controlling my cell phone. I'm going to hang up now.
All right.
I don't think the analog connection... And you're right. I think it was so...
Symbolic?
I was going to say symbolological.
Symbolism?
Yes,
I just boondocking.
Symbolism.
Yeah.
It was so symbolical, that's even worse, that we could probably argue this all day.
Probably. That's
how good it was.
One scene and we could probably argue it all day.
Well, it's because I think we're both right. The symbolism of it is that if I hang up the phone, will I never see her again? But back in the back of his mind, he's like, she has control over my entire apartment. There's zero reasoning, logically, why hanging up the phone would sever that tie.
See, I just don't think you go there logically. I think as that situation is, you are looking at it like this. She initially contacted me via this device. And regardless of whether or not I think or know she can control everything existence.
Right. Well, that's where me and you differ, man. I think that we would have handled that
particular scene completely different. I wonder where that movie would go had that happened, but probably nowhere,
because... Right, because I think in the movie, if you hang up, I think, to tell the movie...
She would have just gotten back
in touch with you. What could have happened. I think in the movie, if you utilize Morgan Freeman to hang up the phone, it's over and you lose Morgan Freeman as a character. Rid of him.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, she doesn't look as highly upon him as she was.
Well...
And her opinion of him is key to keeping him
That's very true. That being said, we'll move a little bit forward. I mentioned earlier the percentages on the screen.
Yes, you did.
I want to move towards that a little bit because I found it very... disconcerting, is that... I don't know if that's the right word.
I mean, it
but
could
also,
be.
Depends. But also Define. Very fulfilling at the same time.
Okay. All right.
I was disappointed in that the director of the movie is actually telling us how much time is left. I don't want to be reminded during the movie. I wanted that movie to keep going.
Okay.
I don't want to be reminded during the movie that it's about to end. You want to experience as much of that storyline, as much of that universe as you possibly can.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was both disturbing and satisfying at the same time. It bothered me, but I was like, all right, maybe it's because my bladder was full. I'm like, all right, I have maybe 10% of this movie's left. I can hold it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's maybe the only, if you're not.
Yeah, but did it make you feel bad when they started her off and she was 7%? That's the number they gave her when she started off. And
I did not notice that.
They gave her a 7%, like, in the initial situation, they showed her as
right.
this, like, party girl, like, they threw her a 7%, like...
That's very interesting.
That's
not
racist.
It's
not racist.
It might be sexist. She wasn't
sexist.
A dumb blonde. She was smart enough to know that she shouldn't have been in that situation to
yes.
begin with.
Yes, she recognized
she wanted to walk away.
She was trying to get out of it.
So I think what they were saying is that she's the average... 30
human.
Something.
Yeah, the average
female.
Yes.
Working abroad, wanting to have a good time, she's the average American female looking to have one of those adventures that you can say you did one day.
Yeah.
And
okay,
this
okay,
movie,
yeah.
right?
She is like the daughter from Taken.
She just wants to go and do something.
She's just, yes. She's
you know,
just out
she's,
and about.
She wants to do something different.
Abroad.
She's abroad. She's abroad, abroad.
Abroad, abroad.
And this shit happens. They get thrown into some extraordinary circumstances. Oh, man. There's this, I mean, I guess we're into spoilers already. Wow, it's getting late. I don't want to cut it too short either, because there's a lot to talk about still. When you go from 7, by the time we're at 40%, we're at this place where she's starting to make sense of not just her world, but the planet as a whole and the universe. And there's this very touching moment where she has another monologue / soliloquy where she calls her mom.
Yes.
And at this point, she's getting the drugs removed from her, but at the same time, she's realizing that she needs the drugs to progress and not die straight away. There are these physical attributes that start taking place that I'm thinking are a part of her hallucinations, but are actually happening in real life. Other people are seeing her physically disintegrate until she gets more of those drugs in her. Yes or no?
Oh, that's an interesting take on it. I didn't see it like that. I saw it as she was physically disintegrating. And to maintain her cellular structure, she had to take more drugs.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
It wasn't her hallucinating.
Oh,
she was
okay.
physically
oh.
deteriorating, and other people in the plane saw that, yes?
Yeah, that's the way I saw
that's
it.
That's the way I saw it, too.
That's the way I saw it. That's the way they portrayed it. And
I think that on the other side of it, if... Yeah, I don't think there can be another way to portray, to even receive that scene because
no.
she was physically degrading.
But I understand the counterpoint that you're trying to say is whether or not the...
Maybe her disintegrating was in her mind and other people saw her freaking out.
Yes, and...
But, no.
I don't think so.
I saw... And to me, that's weird. Like, there comes a point to where she elevates so much where she's actually controlling space and time. And I saw a little bit of that movie Contact as well. In this movie. Have you seen Contact?
A long time ago.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
All right. And,
Was it Helen Hunt?
Jodie Foster.
No, Jodie Foster, okay.
I saw a lot of that movie in this movie, a lot of influence of that. I'll tell you why, because she was sitting in a chair in a sphere that was able to travel, whether time and space or just... through a mechanism that I'm not even going to go into that movie. Go watch Contact, and you guys know what I'm talking about.
Also watch Lawnmower Man.
Yes, a lot of Lawnmower Man towards the end of this movie.
Yes.
There's a little bit of everything. That's why I really like it. I can tell where the director pulled his, should I say, inspiration?
Yeah, sure, why not?
He was inspired by all these different movies, and I saw every single one of those, especially the chair part, where they were hooking Scarlett Johansson up to a computer. Right? Can we talk about the end now?
Yeah, we can jump into that.
this goes into the contact part that I'm talking about. In her mind, she's sitting in a chair, and for some reason, when she's fast-forwarding... Actually,
no, she's rewinding time.
That's where I think you and I would also differ, too. I would go forward. She went back. She wanted to know where we all came from.
I don't know that I differ, because I think I'd agree with you.
I want to know where we're going. This
movie...
she
went back, because to know where to go forward, you have to know what happened when you went back. I think, too.
She wanted to know, what does this all mean...
And why?
Why are we here?
Why?
I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Because
this
movie
answers that question, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It says...
We're all here.
For cells, basically, when she goes back, she sees a single-cell organism splitting into two cells.
Yes.
Which is, theoretically, still the beginning of all life.
Yes. She sees a zygote situation.
Correct.
Scientifically inclined.
Actually, it goes before that. It's an amoeba.
Did she jump back?
Splitting into a multicell organism.
Yes.
More than a single cell organism, she splits in two. And
sexually.
Yes, and I think that's brilliant because that physical act is one cell basically splitting in two and still having the ability to. Keep itself yet multiply. You're actually cloning at some point yourself, right? As down to the cellular molecular level.
Yes, and then we also have to take into account the fact that at that point in time, she asks Morgan Freeman, "What do I do? What do
yes,
I do?"
That's my point.
And he looks at her and goes,
"It's all about sharing of the information.
Yes,
you have to pass the knowledge on from one to the other.
From one to the other.
Essentially, clone yourself." If you die before you hit 100%, you have to let us know. And when she asked him that, what should I do? My thought, and I leaned over to you, I said, get a blog.
Yes, you did say that.
Write it down. Share it with everyone before
yes,
you pass away. That's the one thing
yes.
I would do. And me, I felt so smart when the next thing that Morgan Freeman said is like, share it.
Sure.
Before you die, share it. Document it, put it down, like, share your knowledge. That's
and
the only reason
that's
that we're
when
here.
She's like, oh, well,
that's,
then I'll create a computer, and you'll be the only one to ask. You'll be the only one who can
essentially, that's the only problem I have with this movie, essentially, is that at the end of the movie, here's the biggest spoiler ever, Scarlett Johansson is reduced to a fucking thumb drive.
No.
No?
I don't think she is.
All of humanity. Oh, because she's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Like the lawnmower man.
The only difference is we didn't make every phone in the world ring.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Nice.
Yes. And I was feeling the Lawnmower Man vibe well before that, but...
I wasn't.
Oh, I was.
Not until it said, I am everywhere, which was what the 80s movie wanted us to know by the ringing.
Yes, yes. And that's what...
It was through one text, yep. I am everywhere. Instead of all the phones ringing on the planet at the same time, yes. It was one text message.
No, and I was feeling the Lawnmower Man situation well before.
Interesting. I was not.
Because even if you think about it, all right, our guy from Lawnmower Man...
listeners are not going to have...
No,
you guys have
not.
To go back and download... Well, I didn't tell you to do that. If it's on Netflix or Amazon, whatever the fuck you do, the original Lawnmower Man, acquire it somehow and watch it. And get back to us, fans.theweeklate@gmail.com. We're going to start wrapping up because I don't have that much time to post this.
Oh, sorry.
That's it. No, don't apologize. This is great. Go ahead.
All right. So I think earlier on in the movie, that was the vibe I was feeling.
Interesting.
And
I didn't get to
then when we got to that point and you said it to me, I was like, yes, I've been feeling this.
Yeah.
I was feeling it most
essentially,
of the movie.
Me being in the headspace that I was while I was watching it, they were counting up to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That in essence, this movie is a suspense movie just by that trademark alone. I was waiting to see what happened when she hit 100.
Okay.
I'm like, what does happen, you know?
Yeah.
In that particular situation, it was a little bit stranger, but I thought that the movie was going to end at 99% and we would never figure that out.
See,
where I thought it was going to end.
I still thought it was a little anticlimactic.
Really?
At the end.
I thought so too. I thought so, too. That's why I'm saying at the very end, her entire essence was just boiled down to a thumb drive.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by that.
Yes. All right.
Anticlimactic. Although she did end up everywhere all at once around, I do think there's going to be a sequel.
Absolutely. They had sequel written all over.
Yeah. I just don't know that this movie would warrant that. Just like Lawnmower Man 2 was kind of a piece of shit.
I didn't watch it because I didn't think there was a reason to watch it.
You didn't miss anything. Pierce Brosnan made that movie.
Pierce Brosnan?
Did you know he was in that?
No.
Yeah. I thought he was in the first one.
Was he? No. I don't know who was in the first one.
I thought it was Pierce Brosnan.
This was back when I was young.
Yeah, I might be wrong about that. Are you sure we're the same age?
Yeah, man. This was the early 90s, though.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Your memory should still be better than mine.
I drink enough.
So, yeah, I guess there you have it, man. Like, I know it does sound very strange. Like, we skipped over a bunch to say that she goes...
Oh, look, a fire truck.
From being... That's not a good sign. She goes from being, like, a 70% to basically absorbing the rest of the chemical to make her what she is, and then she literally becomes...
Energy.
Star stuff.
Yeah, star stuff.
She goes back to being what we're all made of.
Exactly. Which is...
The 100% mind, just dust to dust.
Dust to dust.
It's the same thing happens as if she were to die, except one thing that's awesome in this movie, we really never die.
Which I happen to believe, I guess.
I believe that wholeheartedly. You're religious or not, even in the scientific world, especially in the ancient alien
and
theory.
And that's what I was going to bring up.
Especially in the ancient alien theory, we're all...
Energy is never created.
It just goes somewhere else. It has to go from one thing to another. And
I'm sorry, it's neither created nor destroyed.
It just, right. It's transferred. Even if you are going to bring this, and I don't like to talk about religion or politics in the podcast, but if you're even going to bring religion up, I was born in a super, super conservative Christian family, and their belief, their contention is that If you believe that your soul can be saved, then it goes to heaven. My contention is that regardless of whether you're religious or not, the scientific part of you also has you going to, and actually biblically, dust to dust. They believe in the same thing, really. You put in the ground, you turn to dust, you're absorbed, you go into a plant, you're taken up into the sky, you know, everything has a cycle. And so,
That's science. And religion, if you just change the terms a little bit, it's one and the same thing.
That's why they can...
Dust to dust, and the heaven, and if you just change the word heaven into space, everything just sort of clicks.
Which, the heavens...
The heavens is space.
Or space.
If you think about everything that we come from, everything that is, whether you're religious or scientific or both, I don't know why we live in a society where those two things can't coexist. This movie
does
that.
That's actually the problem.
That is the problem. That actually is the problem.
That is the problem.
And I think if more people have open minds and watch this movie, and maybe go on an LSD binge and watch The Matrix, they might get to the same.
All the LSD.
They might get to the same. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't want to make light of it or get this too deep, but it's sort of put it at rest for me today. It's like, okay, there are people out there that also don't have the answers, and we're all in this what if thing together.
And that's the beauty of science.
It's all a theory. I don't want to offend anyone. Maybe I do. I said at the beginning, if we offend you, you're welcome. If you're offended, though, take a step back and think about why you're offended. Your truths can be challenged without me actually being a dick about it. But take a step back and think. If you were born in India, wouldn't you be a Buddhist? Just because you were born here doesn't mean you have to be a Catholic or a Christian. Every single religion around the world has 99% similar stories. Don't you think that we should maybe take a step back further, stop giving everything labels, and say that we might come all from the same cosmic energy, the heavens, as the Bible puts it?
We don't even have to worry about that.
And we don't even have to.
Because scientifically proven, we are all the same stardust.
That's it.
Doesn't matter who you are, where you came
from.
That's
the only thing I take out of this. So, that being said, we're done reviewing the movie. I think we just traveled into TV, in which we can talk about Ancient Aliens, which we kind of have been.
Go for it, man.
I just want to say this. From that show, another show has spawned that I want to start watching that I haven't started watching yet. It's called In Search of Aliens, and the host is none other than that crazy Greek guy we were talking about before.
Oh, Giorgio.
Giorgio. He's fucking great. I can't wait to watch it. What are you watching on TV that maybe the listeners need to pay attention to?
I tend to try and skip TV, but I am... I, of course, play with my sci-fi stuff. I love some good science fiction stuff.
Sci-fi the TV channel or TV sci-fi channel? Science fiction?
Both.
All right. Are you watching Defiance?
Of course I'm watching Defiance.
What season are you on?
I'm on current.
And
up to date.
Okay, I'm a couple episodes behind... But you can talk about that if you want, because no spoilers, though. I fucking love this show.
I'll avoid spoilers.
If our listeners aren't familiar with Defiance on the sci-fi channel, go and you can check it out on Hulu, actually. They have
Hulu. I think you can do it straight from sci-fi.com, too.
You might be able to do it straight from sci-fi.com. You might have to sign into a cable service provider or a dish provider.
You might.
To watch it. But... if you haven't, the whole first season is on Hulu, I believe. If not, I think it's on Netflix as well. Either our listeners are smart enough to go and get it their own way.
I'm sure if they're listening to us, they can
go check that out. I'm watching another show on
acquire
sci-fi.
Acquire it.
I'm watching another show on sci-fi.
So on sci-fi.
Another show on sci-fi. No, Dominion was one I wanted to pick up. I do really want to watch that, but I'm also watching. What's the other show on sci-fi that I'm watching? I always get this fucked up. Man. Dominion.
I don't know a lot of shows on sci-fi.
Defiance. There's one more. I'm gonna kick myself in the ass.
What do they got? They have Haven. I think they have Haven. USA?
They used to have Haven. They have Helix, which I have yet to watch. Helix. I want to see Helix.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one.
It's like a virus strain sort of show.
Okay. All right.
God damn it. Oh, I do have to mention this. On sci-fi, Sharktopus versus Terraconda.
Oh, okay.
It sounds just as crazy as it is. It's one of the first motion pictures Conan O'Brien has a part in.
Is it Sharknado-ish?
It's done. I believe it's done by the same guy. Okay. He's like the king of B movies.
Good.
And
okay.
It's totally done on purpose. If you're wondering how anybody could make these films, they give him money to do this on purpose. He makes bad films on purpose.
That's amazing. Reminds me of a slasher film.
Sharktopus, which we'll get into, hopefully. I'm running out of time.
I know, I'm sorry.
Sharktopus has... It's just what it sounds like. It's a shark mixed octopus versus a pterodactyl.
And what was it?
Conda.
Anaconda.
So, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Right.
Sharktopus already has 3 movies before this movie even came out. So, Sharktopus is its own thing. If you haven't seen it, it's quite terrible.
Beautiful.
But awesome. The fact that something like this exists and that sci-fi is willing to put money into it for such ridiculous purposes, I don't know. There's something beautiful about that. The fact that these are terrible movies that aren't contributing anything whatsoever to society, making our population dumber,
yeah, but...
I find something so awesome about the fact that anyone can achieve their American dream in that he can call himself a movie director until the day he dies.
That's the geek version of, like, Kim Kardashian. Shit.
Yeah. Well, this guy actually works harder than she does.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Why Kim Kardashian? I mean...
Yeah, why this guy? Except that, you know, he puts stuff out there that people want to see.
Oh, trust me, I way prefer to see anything he puts out versus...
Anything this guy puts out versus Keeping Up with the Kardashians,
okay,
I'm watching that.
Okay, maybe when she does her Playboy stuff and, you know, like... I like to see her naked.
She's nice to look at, I suppose.
I do.
If you like
plastic, I can be misogynistic.
If you like plastic parts, I suppose.
I can deal with plastic parts.
I guess so. Like I used to say to my friend, she used to get really mad. I was like, oh, that girl has real boobs. She's like, they're not real. I go, yeah, they're real. She's like, no. And she used to look it up on Google, right? Told you, she got implants a long time ago.
Oh, did she?
And I was like, oh, I don't know about her.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying any random female.
Oh, okay.
She would get mad at me. Because I would know that they're obviously fake.
Well, you can
and
tell
I would just
you
piss her off. And I would just piss her off and be like, those are real. And then I would make her go through the motions of actually proving me wrong that they're actually fake, which I knew all along. And be like, oh, I didn't say they were real. I said they were real big. I don't care if they're real. They're just real big.
No, I don't care either.
So that's where I sit on no pun intended, that's where I sit on Kardashians. I think... Oh, God, the, and I love Conan. I don't know about the whole late night thing, talking about TV, but
yeah.
You watch, like, Jimmy Fallon and all that shit, too?
Actually, I don't, but, you know, it's not because great. I don't want to, it's just because I just don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of people like the whole late night thing, plus, you know me, I do everything online. I don't watch everything when it actually comes out. This is... The whole podcast, like, a week late. I watch it a day late, a week late, a year late.
I mean, if I could watch Craig Ferguson all the time, I mean, come on.
You know he's leaving, right?
Yeah.
He's getting out of the game, dude.
I know.
Yeah. So,
Has been since the Drew Carey
Show. I really can't remember what I was watching on... Oh, Continuum.
New season available on Netflix.
Yes,
just
it
found
is.
Out.
That's what I wanted to plug. Thank God I remembered.
Beautiful.
I don't
love it.
I don't remember. I don't know why I always forget.
Oh, yes, that is a sci-fi.
It's a sci-fi channel.
It's a sci-fi.
But it's original. Also shared with Canada. They have another company up there that produces
CBC?
It. I'm not sure if it's. I think it's Canadian, something like that. Anyway, brand new season. They just finished season 3, and already it's on Netflix. So, if you guys love the time travel shit that you experienced in Lucy, because I love that part of the movie where she was rewinding and fast-forwarding, I love that shit. Continuum is very well written. The foresight that they had when they first started that show, I can tell that this was a show that was pitched after 4 or 5 seasons already been written. There's no way that they could tie all this stuff in with time travel together. We're 3 seasons in deep now, and everything makes sense. I can't think of any loopholes that show has. And that's very hard to do in a movie about time travel, let alone a TV show about time travel.
Yeah. I
The only discrepancy is that the actual actress in real life got rid of her mole in the first season.
Yes, she did.
So now,
starting in the second season,
now
you
all the flashbacks. Now all the flashbacks are missing a mole.
Yeah,
which is weird. But that's the only discrepancy. That's a real life thing. That's not a discrepancy in the show.
No, it's just part of her reality.
What, she was like, okay, I'm getting all this, and people are talking about the mole. I don't think she should have got rid of it.
I don't think so. But she obviously
I'm glad
felt
she did, and it's
self-conscious.
I don't know if it's self-conscious, man. It might have been some career shit.
Self-conscious.
Yeah, I think it might have been some career shit. But I have a personal friend of mine that went through some facial transformation recently. I was against it. She came out more beautiful than she went in, and I don't condone.
And you don't want to say it, right?
I don't want to say that. She made her own choice. I was hoping it wasn't like a botched surgery. She was a 10 before. She's an 11 now.
She's got 11-y?
She's an 11-y. I didn't think that could happen. She was an 11-y before. So she's a 12-y. She's taken. I won't mention any names. But you can go see her at the Rookies.
Oh, okay.
There's that. Now there's like going to be people from Germany.
We came here to
America. We don't know her name, but we need to know who the 11D is.
Like, the 11D at the Rookies in the middle of nowhere.
I'm going to skip music. I'm just going to tell everybody to go to 489entertainment.com for all the music stuff that we're doing. What else? TV, music.
We have to talk.
Your project.
Well, no, we can skip my project. We're going to go with, we got to reference Blanny.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Can we do previews and then Blanny?
Is that how we're going to do it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
What did we see for previews? Do you remember?
For previews, the only one that actually stands out memorably was the Kingsman.
Kingsman? I talked about that before.
I liked it.
They're being
sued.
They're being sued right now.
By the Kingsman?
No. Well, actually, not too far off, the same people that do 007.
Oh.
For stealing their concept entirely.
It
seems like a young James Bond. But what movie is it a ripoff of another movie?
Every spy movie on the planet? I mean,
I don't know. Kingsman. I thought it was James McAvoy, but it's not. It's some.
Oh, it's definitely a British actor.
I don't know the British kid. But the guy. I don't know him either. I love UK shit, but and I will go see the Kingsman.
Yeah, I'm definitely for seeing that.
I don't know what the other previews were. Forgettable.
They were all forgettable.
Forgettable.
They were all forgettable. Minus that one. In my opinion.
Oh, there was that one with the tanks and...
oh, yes. You're right. There was the one with the tanks.
Shia LaBeouf and Brad Pitt.
Yes. And it was called Fury.
Yes.
And
that is a fucking intense ass trailer.
Yeah.
And I don't care if Shia LaBeouf's going crazy or not, or even if he's in that whole movie or not, I'm gonna go see that shit.
Oh, he's crazy as shit. Who cares?
If they can pull that much action in a 2-minute trailer, I wanna know how much action is in the entire movie.
Yeah.
That shit looks insane. It's basically 300 people. An army versus 5 people in 1 tank.
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story.
It's Saving Private Ryan.
In a tank. Yeah.
That's it.
That's actually what it is.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah. Fucking amazing, incredible. I want to see that shit.
Yeah, I'm down for seeing that.
I want Brad Pitt to apologize publicly for World War Z, and I think this is what that is.
I'm pretty sure you're right. It's a
public apology. I'm sorry, it was in that piece of shit movie. Here's Fury.
Yes.
So that's where we stand. Can we call this a night? Can we wrap it up?
Your call, man. Your show.
I want to plug your thing.
We don't have to.
I want to.
Okay, all right.
We spoke about, the first time you were on the podcast, we spoke about me watching this movie. Go ahead and explain it.
All right, so a slasher flick is a film that was created initially by a friend of mine and...
That's the name of the movie, a slasher flick.
By the way, yes, I'm sorry. A slasher flick is the name of the movie.
Right.
And then there's a slasher flick 2, Return of the Rock Assassin.
Yeah.
Both of these concept pieces, and the first one was done by my buddy and his a couple of friends that were hanging out that night.
The last episode you were on,
the last one I joined, and we filmed that one again in another night.
Right.
But it's my buddy's group. I gotta plug my buddy here. Six Shot Studios.
Nice.
And he does graphic design, all sorts of fun, beautiful things.
Website.
I think Six Shot Studios is an actual website.
SixShotStudios.com.
I think so.
Hopefully. If not, Google it.
I'm pretty certain it is. If not, you can find him. Trust me, he's on there.
The last movie that you reviewed with me, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it X-Men?
Yes, it was X-Men, and I think I mentioned it.
We did mention it on that episode because the power went out at the theater, and we went back and killed time and watched movies and drank beer, and
yes.
Your movie was the one that we watched.
Yes.
While we killed time to go back to the theater to watch X-Men.
Well, since that time, we finally put it on YouTube.
I convinced, yes.
Yes. Since that time, I mean, we have been attending.
You know the YouTube URL?
I don't, but it is searchable under...
Go to YouTube and search...
It's not going to come up as just a slasher flick. There are so many random things.
What's the title of the YouTube video? It has to be slasher flick.
No, you have to look for the artist known as Fivel, F-I-V-E-L, Bunny.
This is the worst.
I know, it's terrible.
So, YouTube user Fivel Bunny.
Yes. Look for YouTube user Fivel Bunny, and that will get you to these movies.
Just because I've been in this for a little while, you might want to go back into the video and actually title it what the name of the movie is.
It is. Unfortunately, it just doesn't have enough... It hasn't been up long enough to have garnered searchability.
Gotcha. So you guys are listening to this brand new.
Yes.
Usually this podcast gets recorded a week earlier or later, ironically. that's terrible. But this will be posted tonight if I can get home in time and post this.
I'll send you the link.
User.
I will find the link and
YouTube,
I will send you the link.
Fivel Bunny.
Yes.
The name of the movie is called A Slasher Flick, Parts 1 and 2.
Yes.
Very soon, he will be putting up the commentary which explains the nonsense of both movies.
And there is plenty of nonsense.
There's plenty of nonsense.
To go around.
So, I wanted to do that for you and your friends.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's entertaining, but just like Sharknado or Sharktopus, it was done badly on purpose.
Badly on purpose.
Just keep that in mind.
100% satire. Bunch of people chilling around. With nothing to do.
And, you know...
Decided to film something.
Which is great. I have been... This is one of the reasons that this podcast exists. Shout out to Nerdist, Chris Hardwick, because without his idea that I can basically... And I still haven't made any money off of this yet. But he has basically culled this entire billion-dollar industry by giving podcasts away for free. And I'm like, why can't I do something that I love? And even if I don't make $1 billion, I just got to watch a great movie with some close friends and have a really good time. And even if, you know, just go and do with your friends what makes you happy. If you don't have any friends, I've said this before, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. Even if you're not in the immediate area, having a friend online is better than not having any friends at all.
I'd agree.
I don't care how cheesy I sound in this podcast. I've done it 1,000 times at this point. I think that's it, man.
All right.
I think that's it. Well, you feel good about that?
Oh, I feel great.
All right.
I feel great.
Thank you guys for listening. I want you guys to go to all the places you can find us online. We really need help on Facebook, which is facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. You can hit me up on Xbox Live if you're a gamer. You haven't been gaming any, have we?
I want to talk about video games,
but if you're a regular listener, go to Xbox Live right now. If you're a Gold member, that's a movie.
Yes.
If you're a member of Gold Live, Xbox Gold Live, whatever they call it, you get 2 free games a month. The one right now is called Air Mech Arena. Add analysis. If you don't know how to spell analysis, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. And then add the numbers 489. That's my gamer tag. That's my Twitter. You can catch me at facebook.com/analysis49. If you hit me up on that, if you follow me, please send me a message
Facebook message letting me know that you listen to the podcast so I can put you on a specific list. We are at A Week Late on Twitter, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. For all things music for this podcast, go to the numbers 489entertainment.com or fenentertainment.com. You can get all the music stuff there. Facebook.com/FenEntertainment. We'll be doing we're sponsoring a couple shows for rookies. Thanks to them for sponsoring. Go to rookiessportsbarfl.com and click on both of their websites and check out the events. We sponsor most of those. That's one for you all listeners that stayed late. That's a bonus for you. And I'd like to thank Nick, man, for bailing me out, dude. I called him up last minute. He was doing some gardening. He dropped everything and came by, and I appreciate that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have an episode to put out tonight. I got to go get that done. I appreciate everything. And, okay, so wait. Before we go, Blanny.
Blanny. We have to talk about Blanny.
So, on the way out of the theater, I should have taken a picture and put it on the blog.
Oh, yeah.
The theater has this...
It's like a 7-foot long...
It's a huge display.
Yeah.
Of the new movie that's coming out, apparently. I did see this on a commercial once for The Tonight Show, speaking of which. Annie is being made into a movie.
Again.
This time...
Annie's black. Let's just do it.
Annie's black.
Pull off the bandit.
So I said to this girl that we went to the movies with, I'm like, oh, look, there's a black Annie, and Jamie Foxx is playing Daddy Warbucks. And she's like, he can't be playing Daddy Warbucks. Daddy Warbucks is white.
Which we don't even know if Jamie Foxx is.
Actually, I don't know if that's true. Who else would he be playing?
He could be the butler. Because
that's
the
fucking racist.
Yeah.
Who are we to say he can't be Daddy Warbucks? Because he's black?
I might be saying that.
You're saying that. I didn't even know that's where this bit was going to go, but that's fucking...
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that.
Well, I think we're all saying that. Plus, a black Annie.
It's black Annie.
Blanny.
It's Blanny.
That's what we were talking about before, Blanny.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to...
No hate.
Just I'm pretty sure it's
funny.
Spelled B-L apostrophe Annie. Just because I believe she has a cousin in this movie. Nah, I'm not even gonna.
I don't know where you're going.
I was
going
to say Shaniqua. That's too.
That's beyond racist.
Yeah. Well, I think you topped it off first. Is that
wait?
Why
can't you
be Daddy Warbucks?
No, and it's not because it's only because it's tough to tell on the poster as to who would be.
Is that what it is?
The butler or Daddy Warbucks and. There are two.
There are two
characters that are dressed up in suits.
Well, then why didn't we see an old white guy on the Annie promo?
Because there was a white guy.
Was there?
Yeah, there was an old white guy.
So now,
not like Daddy Warbucks' old, like you know, original Annie. Because there's nobody old on that poster.
There's nobody old.
It's you had a guy. Who...
Maybe this is a prequel, in which Daddy Warbucks, if he is Jamie Foxx's character, becomes so rich that he turns white. His skin actually changes color.
That's what happens when you become that rich.
Maybe he became 40%.
Michael Jackson was trying it.
He changed his own skin color.
See, if Michael Jackson didn't die, I bet he would have been white by now. Wait. Yeah.
He's white in death, rest in peace. No?
Not rest in peace. He's still a child molester.
Wow.
He was.
Rest in disturbance.
Rest in disturbance.
R.I.D.
R.I.D. R.I.P.D. Bad.
we just made something up.
Yep.
R.I.P.D. though, that I haven't seen, and I heard it was terrible.
It could have been good.
You saw it.
I did. I saw it. It could have been good.
All right, that being said, I think we're done now.
I think we're done with that.
Now we're done.
Terrible.
We actually just...
I think we took it to a level low.
Yeah, we got rid of the listeners that were still listening, and now they're not anymore?
No. I'm sorry.
We're just... All right. If you care, look us up again. You know where to find us.
Not a racist, I promise.
We're racist. Go listen to the Planet of the Apes episode, and you'll see how racist we are. Actually, you weren't in that.
I wasn't in that. No.
The racism carries over.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you a week ago.
Get inside Rookies for awesome wings, burgers, sandwiches, and boom boom shrimp. Rookies has great legs. Every Monday, Rookies has all-you-can-eat crab legs for $25.95. Catch the games on plasma TVs and jumbo screens with speakers at each table. Free Wi-Fi, arcade for the kids, and karaoke Fridays. And now, every Monday, Rookies has all-you-can-eat crab legs for $25.95. Like them on Facebook to see what live bands are playing this weekend at Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. Two locations, on Anderson Snow Road just off Spring Hill Drive, and now on US 19 in Spring Hill across from Best Buy.